Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for this 6th day of May, 2021. All right, Rookie, from the internet, which is always correct.
Yeah.
When entering a room for the first time and the room already has people in it, according to proper etiquette, the person entering the room should say hello first.
There you go. I'm right. We had this big discussion this morning on the Bill and Rookie experience.
And furthermore, there should be a gentle repeat in case your initial greeting is not heard by all. In this case, it was just you, so you certainly would have heard me. So I stand corrected.
And want to
apologize.
Thank you.
Because I gave you the business today for not saying hi to me when I walked in the room this morning.
Right. So, Bill, I'm already in the studio here prepping the computer and prepping everything for the show. Bill walks in. I don't say anything, and Bill goes, hello.
I'm like, hello.
You know,
you don't acknowledge my presence?
Right. And then we got into a discussion about this on the air, and we got to carry this on tomorrow because we never came to this resolution. We just wondered aloud what etiquette was. Whether the person entering the room should initiate the conversation and the greetings or the person already in the room. And we learn right here that, once again, Rookie is right.
Now, when a person enters the room and the other person is in the middle of a phone call, the other person should say hello to the person that entered the room once they finish the phone conversation.
Was I on the phone, though?
No.
I was not.
No, you weren't. I'm just saying, in that event.
Right, because you don't want to come in and interrupt
and
me.
Interrupt, right.
So when I'm done with my conversation, I go, hey, Bill, how you doing? Good to see you. Thanks for coming in and doing the Bill and Rookie experience this morning. So tomorrow, when I'm in here and you come in, I expect a very pleasant greeting.
Well, I will, but it still seems rather odd to me that someone would enter the room and you wouldn't acknowledge their presence. You didn't even look up.
That's because I know the rule of etiquette.
No, you do not.
I know the rule of etiquette.
You did not know the rule until 2 minutes ago.
I said to myself this morning, I said, don't look up. Don't look up until Bill acknowledges you. It's the proper way.
It's just like passing someone in the hall. Do you say something? How do you handle it? And maybe this is on the street, too. Well, down the street's a little different. But in the hall, especially. Because you likely, let's say in the building here, you're likely to know, yeah, you're going to know who the person is.
Right.
Probably 9 times out of 10, unless it's some visitor or something. Would you? Do you?
A lot of occasions.
I think I always do.
I don't think you do. You're kind of anti-person.
I'm not anti-person. I'm a people person.
I even pass people, like, when I'm outside, like, say you're on a walk or a hike or something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
I was, how you doing?
I think I tried it, too.
Just being polite. But, I mean, in the hallway, though, there can't be an etiquette of who's the one that's supposed to say it.
No.
I mean, whoever's politer says it. Now.
More polite.
No politer.
Okay, whoever's, I'm writing that one down. It's a new one.
Whoever's politer.
Now, dramatically
retroflexion.
And retroflexion.
So anyway, as long as we're talking about etiquette, let's really get down to maybe one of the most important rules of etiquette. And I've wondered this aloud before, and I've wondered in the past.
Okay.
So let's say you're at the pizza buffet.
Right.
And there's a particular pizza buffet that we really like around here. I'll shout it out, Gallagher's. All right? I'll shout it out. Gallagher's. And we've been to Gallagher's pizza buffet many times. So here's the question, though. As you go up to the pizza buffet, you get your plate. Then there's the salad bar. Then there's kind of like they got like a hot beef station with rolls, and I think there's like a pasta.
Soup. There's a soup
and like too. Pasta or whatever too. And then there's the pizza. So usually you go up and get your plate, let's say, and there might be 3 or 4 people ahead of you, and you're milling through the salad bar and the soup and sandwich area and so forth. Do you have to wait for them to move down the line, or can you just, if you're just into the pizza, can you just walk around them and start grabbing the pizza?
Are you jumping in the line?
Or are you jumping the line? That's really, I'm more concerned about that etiquette than I am whether you come in and say hi first thing in the morning when I'm already in the room. That's the big thing. Now, I jump. I'm like, I'm not getting salad. I'm not getting the sandwich or the soup. I'm only here for the pizza. And I just walk around and get my pizza and go to my table. So I don't know, are the people thinking, dude, you're butting the line, or you're jumping the line, are they giving me the stink eye, or what have you? So the question is, do you really have to work your way through the line, or can you just jump ahead and grab the pizza? And then the best thing is, like, if you, what if you grab the last two slices of pepperoni, and that guy just coming off with a super salad is coming over there, and you grab the two pieces of pepperoni, and he's like, oh, great. You jump the line.
Jump the line, and then you take the last piece.
Right. So what is the etiquette?
I'm not sure.
Maybe we should get Gallagher's on the phone and ask them what they think the etiquette should be.
So while you're talking, I just did a quick Google search, and here's some faux pas, buffet etiquette faux pas.
Okay, because before you do that, though, because let's say you go to Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Okay, and we've been to Pizza Hut before, too.
And it's all pizza?
Oh, no, they've got salad stuff, but the thing is, the pizza, it's on a cart, like, and there's two sides to get to the pizza. Mm. There's really no line.
Right.
So you go from that side to that, and then the salad is on the a different cart, let's say, from the pizza. But there's also two ways to attack it, two sides to attack the pizza and or the salad bar, so there's really no line forming. So that's a little bit different, but at Gallagher's,
more like a gather around.
Right.
Yeah.
Where at Gallagher's, it is definitely a line. Everything's butted up
against
the wall.
There's only one side, right?
Right, and you go down.
Yeah, I don't have the exact answer we're looking for. We'll have to do some more research on this, but I don't have the exact answer in terms of cutting in line. If you're cutting in line, if you go around something that you don't want, or should you just wait
it out
with everyone else? But here's some things that you should do. Be patient to line up while standing in line. Huh? Take modest servings. This is something you should take note of. Take modest servings. And only,
well, they're modest to me.
And only what you know you can eat. There are usually many item choices, but it's better to maintain decorum and not stack your plate high with food just because it's offered. You can always make a second round through.
I don't want to go up there, too. Yeah, but that's the big thing, too. That's another whole thing. It's true, but if you take a lot in one trip and can get to your table maybe without people seeing it, you're good. But if they go, if I go up once, twice, they're going, what the hell is that guy doing? That's his fifth trip to the pizza.
Well, he's only getting one thing at a time.
He's
thoughtful.
Got decorum. I don't know if they're going to say that. They're going to look at that pig. He's making his fifth trip to the line.
Don't change your mind about an item once you've selected it. Right. Don't put it back.
Right.
Well, back.
I would just, you can't do that. That
make sure the service handle doesn't touch the food when you replace it.
Mm-hmm.
Never use your hands to take food.
Right.
Always use some type of utensil that's there.
Right. I'm with you.
And, don't be a space invader reaching around or in front of someone who's serving himself or standing too close. Respect personal space. This is some tips. We'll look into it more, but here's one piece of advice that I know you are on board with too, from us to the restaurant. Piece of advice: use something different. Don't use tongs for the cheese
on the salad bar,
right? Because if the cheese gathers on the two,
well, it gets all squished
because
it's
tongs,
because
you squeeze it.
The cheese gets warm.
Just give a spoon,
and it just squeezes together, and then you got two clumps of cheese on the on the tongs, and you can't do anything.
Right?
Just put a big spoon in there. So you spoon the cheese and put it on. Tongs makes no sense whatsoever.
Really doesn't. Really doesn't. Seems simple, but
and another thing too, because I like my pudding for dessert, and a lot of the buffets have a pudding option.
Right.
Put that in the middle, not in the front, because if you put it in the front and sort of gets cottage cheese or less, how many times have you gone to the pudding and there's junk that's falling into the pudding?
No.
Nobody wants to pick lettuce or cottage cheese or a peach out of their pudding. Put the pudding in the middle. And then you reach over, you scoop up the pudding, and then you put the thing in, and nothing's going to fall off with the pudding. You've got the pudding in the front, and somebody's trying to put peas on a plate. Peas are rolling off the spoon or whatever into the pudding. No, pudding goes in the middle, because the pudding never rolls off or anything.
I'm with you. Good thinking. I hope someone's listening.
And I don't know how many times, though, that the pudding's been on the outer rim, And there's been peas, lettuce, cottage, something's all you dropped in the pudding. And it's inexcusable.
That's no good. Well, hopefully someone will listen and heed our suggestions. And we'll do some more digging on this to find out more buffet etiquette. And we'll bring it to you either here in the podcast or during the Bill and Rookie Experience. It all starts at 6 a.m. Monday through Friday right here on The Fan.